Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on the show, we've talked a lot about surrendering to different things in your life, and we've had great conversations with Judith Orloff, MD. She's a psychiatrist, intuitive healer, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest national bestseller is The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. And we're so glad to have her back because she adds so much to this conversation. Hello, Dr. Orloff.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you back. Well, let's jump right in. Talk to us about what it means to you to surrender, and then also let's talk about surrendering to good health.
Yes, well, I wrote my surrender book because I've seen that so many of my patients are exhausted and clenched and are tight and very intense, and they don't know how to let go. Everything they take seriously. So it's important to learn the emotional skill of letting some things go and surrendering them, and I mean really letting them go. And so in terms of your health, what that does immediately is that it decreases your cortisol level, your stress hormone. Because if you're pushing and forcing and you're trying to make things work 24 hours a day, you know, your cortisol level will be soaring, and that decreases your immunity. It increases aging, and it's generally bad for your body. But if you can let things go, like let's say you're having an argument with your spouse and you're not getting anywhere, to just let it go for a while instead of just hammering it all the time, you know, it really decreases the cortisol and increases the endorphins, the peaceful neurochemicals, the feel-good neurochemicals in the body. And in the book, I wanted to stress that we have control over our biochemicals. So the choices that you make in any given situation, whether you're going to push, or whether you're going to take a breath and let go, at least temporarily, it's your choice. And that changes the mind-body connection so that your thoughts and your decisions affect the cortisol and endorphins in your system, which is so fantastic. You know, that's the fantastic news. You know, as a psychiatrist, it's a wonderful thing to teach my patients how to control the biochemicals in their body by surrendering.
No, I think that's a great point that you bring up. And I think maybe for our listeners is how can they surrender? Like I know for myself, sometimes when, you know, you get uptight or you get upset about something and then I say to myself, all right, I got to let this go because it's not doing anybody any good. It's only affecting me, exactly what you just talked about. So what are some strategies people can use to help them let it go? Because some people might say, yeah, okay, easier said than done. What can I actually do? I love EFT, but I'd love to hear some of the strategies that you would recommend.
Yeah, it's just to take a pause. You know, if you have any doubts, you know, instead of if you're in an argument, if you're in a situation that's difficult and it's clearly not working, just stop. You know, take a time out. That's really important. And that's true with anger as an emotion. Now, if you're angry and it's not getting you anywhere, take a time out so you can reboot yourself. You have to reset what's going on. And in terms of surrendering, you can just take a breath. You can stop talking. You can take a breath. There's a 3-minute meditation in the Ecstasy of Surrender where you just 3 minutes, close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, start creating all the loving energy in yourself, and breathe and relax. And also a way of surrendering, and this is hard for the ego, is if you don't like someone or you're having a difficult time, you know, to send them love. You know, to really just send all the people you love and all your enemies love. It's called metta practice.
Yeah,
it's part of mindfulness meditation. And it's a deep, deep practice where instead of sending out hate, even if it's so-called deserved, you send out love to the person, and that helps you surrender your resentment.
It reminds me of Ho'oponopono. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So I know that in situations when that occurs, usually I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And I read the book, and I absolutely loved it, and I use that if there's a situation that arises.
Yes, exactly, but it's how you talk to yourself. Surrender is really surrendering the negative thoughts you have in your head because the ego attaches to it. You know, and as a psychiatrist, I know that people are attached to being right, you know, and I'm not saying that you aren't right. There's so many situations in my life where I know I'm right, but it's not getting me anywhere. You see, so in those situations, it's not about being right. It's about learning how to navigate situations in a Zen-like way where you're not just holding on to that knowledge that you're right. And that's hard for people, but that's the stretch that I like people to make in the book, is to consider there is another way that's more effective. You have to consider, when you're considering surrendering or not, are you interested in results or are you interested in just holding on to resentment? You know, it's very different. You have to be really clear. If you want results, if you want that relationship to change, you know, if you want that situation to move forward, sometimes you have to be the one to do the Zen maneuver to get it to do so, because the other person is just stuck in old thinking and old, you know, old ways, and they're never going to change. So it's the beauty
of surrendering.
You know,
it's funny because I was going to say, I just went through this with a friend. And I'm big on saying I'm sorry or I made a mistake or I'm not one of those people where like I have to be right, you know. But you know, I think it could we could have worked it out where, you know, they had said sorry too, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be the bigger person or I wanna work this out, and everything you're talking about and taking that Zen approach makes so much sense. But you don't want to let yourself be walked on also, right? I mean, there's like a fine
line. No, you don't want to be a doormat at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying surrender makes you really smart because it gives you another tool for your toolbox. And it doesn't mean you give up. Surrendering isn't giving up. It's just learning how to work with the situation in a different way. You see, so you're not combating people. It's more of a Zen approach. It's not very Western. And so Westerners might have a bit of a difficulty with it because they think I'm just going to fight to the end, you know, and get what I want, and you know, look at the world. It doesn't really count that well when you do it that way. And
I was going to say, if they think at the end of the day, I mean, who are we hurting? Truthfully, I mean, you have an argument with somebody, and then you're all caught up. They're not, you know, either they're moving on, and maybe they're upset too. And so, why not, you know, make peace and make peace with yourself, make peace with the situation. I mean, you could still have an effective argument with somebody, but not have to hold that anger inside. And I think that's the difference, is really trying to get to a place where it's not like, oh, you know, as opposed to, hey, listen, look, you know, I know we have some differences. How can we talk this out like mature people and try to figure it out? So that way you're releasing that part of it, that negative energy, and just holding on to, like what you're saying, Dr. Orlov, trying to, you know, just work it through effectively.
All right, surrendering old patterns of communicating that are not working for you. If you could do that with just one person, it would be fantastic and your health would improve.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I just want to, because we have you here and I'm grieving someone at the moment, I would just love I think surrendering to grief is so huge and that it's important. And the more you fight it, the worse it is. I'd love to just hear quickly your opinion on that.
Yeah, there's a section in the Ecstasy of Surrender on letting go of grief, and grief is a very healing emotion, because if you surrender to it, it works its way through you and gets to another place. If you don't let it flow through you, you can become depressed. And I've seen that with many of my patients where they've suffered a tremendous loss, and that creates so many feelings that come up. So to be able to tolerate it and let it go, when my parents died, I just opened up my arms to the grief, and I tried to let it flow through me, and it was a bumpy ride, but you do get to the other end. There's a healing trajectory of grief. So I applaud you for allowing yourself to feel it.
I think that would be an amazing show next time, the times that you're on, Dr. Orlov, is doing a show on grief, because Lisa's grieving her dog, and I think obviously, you know, it's a topic that applies to many people. So thank you for being on our show today. You can visit Dr. Orlov's website at drjudithorloff.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to surrender and stay well.